A reading from the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verses 1 through 8. Listen for God's word. For everything, there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down, and a time to build up. A time to weep, and a time to laugh. A time to mourn, and a time to dance. A time to throw away stones, and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to seek, and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to throw away. A time to tear and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
And this passage from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 62, verses 1 through 7. I'll be reading from the Common English Bible. For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not be still or remain quiet. Till her vindication shines out like the dawn, her salvation like a blazing torch. The nations will see your vindication, and all kings your glory. You will be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will bestow. You will be a crown of splendor in the Lord's hand, a royal diadem in the hand of your God. No longer will they call you deserted, or your name is desolate, your land called desolate. But you shall be called, my delight is in her. And your land will be called married. For the Lord will take delight in you, and your land will be married. As a young man marries a young woman, so will your builder marry you. As a bridegroom rejoices over his bride, so will God rejoice over you. I have posted sentinels on your walls, Jerusalem, and they will never be silent day or night. You who call on the Lord, give yourselves no rest, and give God no rest till God establishes Jerusalem and makes her the praise of the earth. The word of the Lord. Let us pray. My life goes on in endless song, above earth's lamentations. I hear the real, though far off, hymn that hails a new creation. Through all the tumult and the strife, I hear its music ringing. It sounds an echo in my soul. How can I keep from singing? O God, who is our speaker, Jesus, who is our voice, and the Holy Spirit, who is our breath, we confess on some mornings it's hard to keep singing. When the world would rather have us be silent, when the world would rather have us keep our thoughts to ourselves, when the world speaks loudly with shouts of violence and hatred, oh God, it is hard to keep singing. And yet this morning, we ask that you stir up our souls and tune our voices to the truth. Help us to speak for those who cannot speak. Help us to sing and keep singing when no one else will. And above all else, let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. To understand Isaiah, this is called actually Trito Isaiah. It would be the chapters 56 to 66, that kind of corpus in Scripture. You have to get in touch with an ancient people who were growing tired of empty promises. They had grown tired, the Hebrews had grown tired of kings and prophets going on and on about how everything would be so great and it was just around the corner. They had grown tired about these prophets proclaiming to them how the future looked so bright and that how special they should feel because they had been chosen by God. They were just growing tired of this. Some were growing tired of praying to a God over and over again that declared that salvation was just around the corner. It's just over there. Sure, their ancestors had been delivered out of Egypt under Pharaoh's hard hand, under the rod of Pharaoh, but that was hundreds of years ago. Where's God now? They were asking. There's a backpacking joke. I guess the joke I want to let you in on, since I love to backpack. Whenever I'm out backpacking and I see a hiker coming my way and they're passing me, sometimes they'll ask the question, how far is it? They know I've just come from where they're going, so they'll say, how far is it? And whether it's 100 yards or 2 miles or 5 miles or 10 miles, I always say, oh, it's not too far. In fact, it's just around the bend. Or it's just over that hill. And if you're a backpacker that's been on the trail a lot, you'll return a kind of a smile to me and know I'm lying to you. It's kind of a backpacker, we share this joke in common. If you take me at my word, you'll be cursing me down the trail somewhere, wishing I had told the truth. But it really doesn't matter, does it? You've committed yourself. You're on a walk. If it's 10 miles or 2 miles, you're not going to turn back. You just have to keep going, right? The exiles had grown tired of this cruel backpacker joke. They had grown tired of being told that they didn't have far to go, that salvation was just around the next bend. Indeed, the prophet's testimony, no matter how eloquent or poetic, just did not jive with what the people were seeing. See, they had been in exile, and then King Cyrus of the Persians had allowed them to go home. They'd been away from home for over 100 years, and when they got back, they were looking at a city in ashes, a city that had been destroyed. It was inhabitable. They couldn't go back to this. And yet the prophets say to them, while they're looking at their city in ruin, oh, don't worry, one day this city will rise up again. One day the temple will be restored and the nations will come and bow down at this place. One day you'll see wealth and power will come to the gates, the city gates. It will pour in from the seaports and in the ship's holds. You'll be wealthy and powerful again. One day all violence will desist and peace will reign in the city of Jerusalem. And one day the city will shine so bright it will no longer need the sunlight by day or the moonlight by night. It'll be so bright. When the people heard Isaiah prophesying all this, you know what they said to him? They said, really? Really? Are you seeing what I'm seeing? One day, really? You know, I think they had good reason to feel that way or to respond that way. I think we understand that. We know how they felt. Something violent and destructive happens in your community, to your home, to your peace of mind, and that violence leaves behind what seems like an indelible stain. We're just going about our business, right? Minding our own business, giving thanks for God's good gifts. We are at work, we're on our second cup of coffee, when suddenly we look at the TV screen and it is September 11th, 2001, and the towers come crashing down. Really? Isaiah, really? Things are going to get better? Are you seeing what I'm seeing? We're minding our own business. We're getting ready to enjoy the day off. It's a Saturday. It's vacation. We're thinking about fall leaves, getting ready to go back to school when the weekend of August 11th and 12th appears here in Charlottesville and people lose their lives and someone is beaten. And we are still today reeling from those events, aren't we? Really, Isaiah? Things are going to get better. Racism will come to an end. Prejudice will be a distant memory. We'll get past our differences and we'll live in harmony with one another. Really? A wildfire burns a city to the ground in Northern California. A tornado touches down in Alabama, taking 23 people in its wake. What's next, God? What is next? This past week, I was surprised at how simple Isaiah's strategy is for restoring hope to the people. It's so simple. It's so direct and so encouraging for people who are on the verge of giving up and believing that nothing will ever change. For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent, Isaiah prophesies. And for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest until her vindication shines out like the dawn and her salvation like a burning torch. Upon your walls, Jerusalem, I have posted sentinels, and all day and all night they shall never be silent. In other words, if you don't like what's happening around you, keep speaking. If you don't like what you see in front of your eyes, keep pressing on. Keep going down the trail. Don't worry about how far it is. Don't worry about that backpacker with the gray and red beard who lied to you along the trail. Don't worry about him. Keep going. Keep speaking love. Keep speaking justice. Keep speaking until, Isaiah declares, that day arrives when God's vindication will shine out like the dawn. You know, Martin Luther King Jr., I think, would have liked that phrase. He put it in another way. He said, "Only in the darkness can you see the stars." Keep looking for the stars. In the darkest of times, keep looking for the stars. This is how Anathea Portier Young, an Old Testament professor at Duke Divinity School, summarizes Isaiah 62. She writes this: "It will not be possible to make me shut up. I will talk and not stop talking. I will proclaim and not stop proclaiming. I will preach and not stop preaching. I will shake the skies with my voice. I will not pause. I will not rest. For the sake of this precious city that God has loved, I will keep speaking for as long as it takes." Keep speaking. Keep speaking love. Keep speaking justice. Keep speaking out. Just like I talked about this robe, you know, getting a stain out takes patience, doesn't it? Trial and error, keep trying. One day Jesus told a parable to the Pharisees and his disciples that I think kind of mirrors what I'm saying. He said, "Once upon a time, there was an unjust judge. And this judge was in a certain city, and this judge did not respect God or anyone. But this widow kept coming to him and knocking on his chamber doors and saying, 'Give me justice.' And she came day after day. She did not cease. She kept coming over and over again and saying outside, I suppose, the chamber doors, 'Judge, give me justice.' And one day the judge said to himself, 'I may fear God, and I may not respect people, but this widow is wearing me out. She keeps coming to me day after day. She doesn't seem to be slowing down. So I will give her justice because she just won't stop speaking about it. That widow has something to teach us. Listen to these words from Isaiah 54, chapter 54, verse 10. The mountains may shift and the hills may be shaken, but my faithful love won't shift from you, and my covenant of peace won't be shaken, says the Lord. And what it says here in 54, I think, is that though the mountains shift, though the winds come along, we will not be shaken because God is with us, and we are going to keep speaking, right? We're going to keep speaking love, keep speaking out. Maybe you just need to say that. Speak love.
Speak love.
Speak justice.
Speak justice.
Speak out.
Speak out.